Well, it must be 3 o'clock. My name is Ron Sanchez, taking over from Tim Tate here on this lovely Friday afternoon. This is KGLT Bozeman, KGLZ East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. All this is made possible by Montana Ale Works. Dining room is now open with strong sanitation measures in place. Also offering curbside pickup, serving regional microbrews, locally sourced food, natural Montana burgers, and genuine hospitality, located downtown on East Main and open daily at 4 p.m. And we're also supported by Western Sustainability Exchange, conserving Montana's open space, wildlife, and supporting local agriculture while strengthening rural economies. Details online at westernsustainabilityexchange.org. And see if I can find the weather. It's really nice out. I think that's probably, there it is, hidden. Probably all you need to know. But I'll see if I can give you some details. The sun is shining. Says tonight clear to partial cloudy. Low of 28. They're calling for, that's big sky. Now let's get down to Bozeman. High 67 today, low of 42 tonight, partly cloudy. Saturday, mild with clouds and sun, the high of 69. And Sunday, mild with some sun, high of 65. Sounds pretty good. Get out your sunblock, get out your bike, and stuff. You can start doing stuff. Pack up all your necessities, your mask, your goggles, hazmat suit. And you'll be okay. It's all right out there. Let's see. What else? One more thing. The 3 o'clock hour is written partly by the Explore Big Sky newspaper, covering Big Sky and Southwest Montana with compelling stories and professional photography from around the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com. Downloads all available from the App Store. I think that covers it. Got anything special today? Nah, just a show. I put some things together, pulled some things out of the bag, out of the shelf from at home, put them in the bag. 2 weeks from today is the Friday Fun Drive show. And I've checked in with Cord, and he'll be sitting in with me. And I think the Kehoe brothers will be here too, since it's a one-week affair. And it'll be a swinging singles party. So the batch of new singles I've bought in the last couple weeks are dedicated to that. I'm not going to dig into those yet. So just some music for your entertainment to get you going into the weekend.
For a long time I felt without style or grace, wearing shoes with no socks in cold weather. I knew my heart was in the right place. I knew I'd be able to do these things. As we watch him digging his own grave, it was important to know that was where he's at. Can't afford to stop, that is what he believed. He'll keep on digging for 1,000 years.
Just bring it up to me. rising just above the ground, ground, ground. And gonna put some burnish on his steel. Anna with her feelers moving round, 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 is sharpening her needles on the wheel. Across our shoes, celebrate the loss of one and all, and separate the torso from the spine. Bergamender bouncing like a ball, so Bergamender bargain blender shine.
Bye.
There you go. Move around the dial. Hold on a second. Oh. No, nothing's going wrong. Microphone was mispositioned, and I'm a pro. Start off with Talking Heads from their last great album, Remain in Light. You heard Houses in Motion. David Bowie from Low. What do we have? Their new career in town. And Eno from Before and After Science. Kurt Rejoinder. All those three records all sort of lumped together in my mind, though. The Talking Head one's a little bit later. But it was a productive, creative period in popular music right then. And that was a good chunk of it. And then one of the influences, Can from Germany, from their album Tagomago. You heard Paper House. And finishing up with R.E.M. from their fabulous album, Up. I think their last really, really good one. They sort of cruised along through three or four more. But that one I found was the most creative and ambitious they did in a while. I'm waiting for the anniversary edition of that. You know, they've done the big R.E.M. box sets for all the albums in chronological order, and that one's coming up, and I want it because there must be some good live concerts from that era. Okay, good enough. I had a little long set to get started. I just was in a mood. So you got it.
Prehistoric marine creatures are the focus of Savage Ancient Seas, on display at the Museum of the Rockies in Bozeman through May 2nd. The exhibit features more than 30 casts and fossils from sea creatures that lived in North America as far back as 70 million years ago. Highlights include a 45-foot bunker Tylosaurus, an Archelon, one of the largest sea turtles to have lived, and the X-fish, with a body length exceeding 20 feet. Many specimens are showing in Montana for the first time. COVID-19 restrictions apply and masks are required with limited daily admissions. More information about the exhibit and visitation policies are online at museumoftherockies.org.
Yeah, that's on my list of things to do. I'd like to see big, scary animals eat you up. It's quiet around here. I was trying to figure out why. I just realized it's a religious release day, as they used to say when I was a kid. Good Friday. Great Friday. The best Friday ever. Okay? So dig it. KGLT is a supporter. The 3 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Cactus Records and Gifts, serving Bozeman's pop culture appetite for almost 50 years. With new and used vinyl, tapes, CDs, gifts, and more. Open daily. Information at cactusrecords.net and on Facebook, located at 29 West Main in Bozeman. The Dalians have landed. The Daily Coffee and Eatery, located in Bozeman's Cannery District, open with limited seating available. Mobile orders using the Joe app. Information and menu online at dailycoffeebar.com. And it's jumping up there on Rouse. They're finally putting in the sidewalks. You know, I live in the midtown, as they call it, but I'm leaning towards the northeast. So that fixing that intersection at Rouse and Peach is a huge thing for me. Because, you know, you can't get to the brewery. Or you have to go way around. That crazy intersection there just scared the hell out of me. Nobody ever knew what to do. And you never knew if people were going straight or what. Now it's all fixed, and they're putting in the sidewalks and stuff. And, you know, the big Law and Justice Center is going up there, so that whole stretch is going to change. I feel sorry for those houses. They seem to have all gotten crowded up against the curb, but north of Peach, it's anybody's guess what's going to happen. So we'll see. The town changing. But the nice thing about that Rouse, you can complain about it and stuff. It makes a great ring road around Bozeman. If you use it right, you can get across town a lot quicker. And I use it constantly, except the trains come in and screw you up. And it doesn't work at all. So, oh, well, my theory is shot. But I'm happy about that. I don't mind infrastructure repairs.
Happier than the morning sun, and that's the way. if I should ever bring you inside my life. All my life I was alone, didn't think I'd find my part. Now I see there's joy inside your heart. Every day I search for the star that never was in the sky. And now I see this star is on the earth. And I am happier than the morning sun. And that's what you said,
that's what you told me.
If I gave you a chance to come inside my life, I am happier than the morning sun. And that's the way it will always be. Ever since the day you came inside my life. Don't
experience that you don't need enough. time. Don't worry how you feel, because you know we've got forever. Maybe I'll come up with some idea, and you'd think that I was clever. Let's see what we can cook up between us. Together, 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 you and I.
Townsend from Empty Glass. So he did one. He's pretty frustrated with the Who's inabilities. And yeah. So he just went out and did it himself with a really great band. And I think he did some gigs with them too. That pair of albums, that one and Chinese Eyes, are just fantastic. And I wish he would do a simple solo album, not a concept. He's always hung up on that, having to do the big concept. So it goes. Let's see. Well, start off with The Spring. That's Brian Wilson's ex-wife and sister, Marilyn Rovell and Diane Rovell, and another woman. From one of those great lost albums. It's sort of a Beach Boy album. The music is supplied by the Beach Boys and the touring band and friends. I just love that tune, Sweet Mountain. You heard Stevie Wonder after that from his album, Music of My Mind, the first in his run of classic albums. Though the one right before it was sort of the ramp up to it. And the other day that came up in discussion, that Stevie Wonder album, I thought, man, I haven't heard that for a long time. I went to go pull out my copy, and I found I didn't have a copy, which explained why I hadn't heard it in a long time. And I rectified that quickly. And I sent away for a copy and got a really nice original pressing, nice and clean. It's still possible. Just got to know where to look and be able to read between the lines so you get a good copy. And sitting down listening to it, I was just totally thrilled. Great period. It's hard to imagine for some people that there was a period when Stevie Wonder was the most innovative recording artist of the time. Prince sort of followed him up that way, but Stevie Wonder had done it all already on a series of really good albums, and then just sort of drifted away into making comfortable music, which is, I guess, what you get to do after you've been burning bright white for a long time, or dark black, whatever the case may be. Super artists of our lifetime. What else is there? Something in between. Oh, the Beach Boys from the mad genius of Brian Wilson, from an album called Beach Boys Love You, which started off as a Brian Wilson album, and at the last minute they brought in some of the Beach Boys to sing on it, but I think the music's pretty much all Brian Wilson on that. And it's a scary, beautiful record. Minimalist. You heard Let's Put Our Hearts Together, and I think that's his wife, Diane Rovell, singing along with him on that. From a nice one, fit right in there. And finish up with Pete Townsend. 3:48. Buzzing along today. I think I got more to play. Do I have anything else to say important? Yes, probably, but this is what you need to know.
Spring's here, and the 2021 KGLT Fun Drive is just around the corner. Sunday, April 11th through Saturday, April 17th. We're ready with new t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and other KGLT gear. Businesses have donated hundreds of incentive items, and we put together some great music packages filled with hot vinyl and cool CDs. It's the 7-day KGLT Spring Fun Drive, April 11th through the 17th. There's more information online at kglt.net.
Yes, it's been interesting. We did it last year, a one-week fun drive, but it got shipped way back because of the plague. And this one is back on schedule, but it's 1 week again. So it's, I think we settled into that concept of doing it 1 week at a time. And it turns up on my show, so I'll be hosting. And it'll be fun, I promise. We put the fun back in Fun Drive.
No, 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 no,